Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2024 Q Symposium here in beautiful Bahamas. And look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. John Holt from Nutmeg State. Is it federal credit?
Financial credit.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Sorry about that.
No worries.
How are you, John?
Good. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
That's great.
Better now that you're here and we get to chat for a little bit.
There you go.
So yeah. So how's the kind of asking everybody how's the conference is going?
Conference is great. Good speakers this morning.
Yeah.
Weather is great. A little cooler today.
Yeah,
but it's
a little windy.
Been good. Fine. It's great seeing people, you know, again.
Yeah, I agree.
I know we've been in person for a couple of years, but it's good to just see everyone and network.
I agree.
That's the best.
Well, and this one, this is like the first big conference for a lot of people for the beginning of the year, I guess. So for me, it's my first one. So so it's good, you know, after the holidays and all that type of stuff, you kind of get back. It's kind of like first day back at school type of thing. So it's good to see everybody again.
Yeah.
So any takeaways so far from this morning? Or,
you know, I think the speaker we were just listening to now, obviously there's a lot going on in the economy. There's a lot of stuff happening in the world, geopolitical challenges. I think, you know, a lot to navigate through for credit unions, people, industries. So a lot happening, but I think what's always positive in my mind is credit unions always stick together, work together, help each other out, and whatever is put in front of us, we always manage to get through it.
Yeah.
And we will now.
And you guys kind of do it together as well.
Yeah.
I had Mike Valentine in here a little earlier from BCU, and he was saying the same thing that you were saying. We're in this together type of thing, and we all kind of talk to each other, and we help each other move forward, so it's a good thing. Yeah.
That's what I like about the industry, a lot of good collaboration.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Well, you have a number of things here on our laundry list to talk about.
Yeah.
But one of the big ones that I want to talk about is liquidity.
Yeah.
So it seems to me this is still a big issue from based on what I've been hearing in the industry. So
I think
how's
it's
it going in your neck of the woods?
I think it's a little bit better. I mean,
okay.
Certainly, you know, with rates going as high as they did, I think it has become a challenge. But I think we're navigating through it. You know, we've put some CD promotions out there.
Yes, a lot of that.
We're trying to do our best to bring members in and make members use our credit union as their primary financial institution. Sometimes easier said than done.
Yeah.
But I think we're managing through it. I see it a little bit better than it was probably 3-4 months ago, but it's still a challenge.
Yeah. Let me pull the mic a little closer because I think one of the sessions just let out, so we'll bring it a little closer. The other thing I want to talk about was the overdraft and NSFC. That was a big issue, kind of the tail end of last year. How is that going as we embark on 2024?
Well, the NCUA has said that it's going to be one of their top priorities to look at it. I know at Nutmeg, we've gotten rid of NSF fees. We did that about a year ago, so we no longer have NSF fees for the membership. We've retooled our overdraft protection program, but it's a little challenging and it's a little interesting because our members want it. They want it, and they get angry when it's taken away from them for various reasons to do with the program.
Yeah.
So we're trying to find creative ways to still do the things that they want, offer them a program like that, but in a much more responsible way. And of course, we have to figure out ways to increase the revenue. I'm sure that this is one of the things that's going to be a hot topic in the industry. It's like, how do we replace that revenue and still make it cost effective for everyone involved, including the member? Because I still think it's a challenge out there. People want it, but I also understand, the lens around it and the challenges.
Agreed. But that's a new one for me, John. It's like that the members want it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's an interesting take.
We've had situations where it's been taken away because they've overused
it, or in
some cases have abused it. And it's a real challenge. And some of the complaints that we've gotten through our state banking department have been around the fact that we've taken it away from them. So we have to be creative and find ways to do it And I know back before overdraft was ever a thing, years and years ago, there were fees on checking accounts and you had to keep a minimum balance. That went away. So we're going to have to be, we're going to be really creative because the spread, the margin spread is just not there.
Yeah, it's getting a little more narrow and narrow.
So we're going to have to put our thinking caps on, and I hope the regulators will also help us with that because they also want us to be financially healthy.
Exactly.
So we we have to figure this out together.
Oh, what a catch-22 that is.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Hey, the other thing I want to talk about that you have on the list here, mergers. So what's going, obviously this is going to be a big topic again in the industry, the consolidation. What are you hearing?
Well, we have some breaking news that we are merging with First Bristol Federal Credit Union. We have announced it. It's a press release. And we just, you know, it's a credit union that I've been talking with for years. And it was just the right time. It's a $110 million credit union. It's going to be good for both our membership, their membership. And it really boils down to scale. What can we do for the members to help them? You know, more products and services, no NSF fees, better technology, because we're bigger than they are, more branches. Mm-hmm. So we believe that it's going to be favorable for our members and their members. Mm-hmm. We'll have more branches for them. And I think we'll just be stronger together. And I think you'll still see that going on in the industry a lot more.
That's one of the big reasons that I hear a lot of these mergers taking place. At least what I love, the smart mergers, because the other credit union that's going into, merging into the other, they don't want to lose their members because of maybe technology or resources or something like that, which it sounds like this is the case in your situation, right?
Yeah, and I think what's the beauty of this is that we're still local. We're a local Connecticut credit union. They are, and they're not going to lose that. We're keeping all the employees, so the members will see all the same friendly faces when they walk into the branches.
Just a new name.
And we're going to keep the, it's going to be Nutmeg.
Perfect.
They'll be Nutmeg, but they're familiar with who we are.
Yeah.
So
it works all in your favor, for sure. So, and the members are going to be happy about it as well. So yeah, good stuff, Alrighty, sir. Last one I want to talk about is the talent war out there. Challenges in finding new talent. Oh my gosh, I don't know if this is ever going to go away.
Yeah.
So how are you guys faring in that world?
Well, we've been a little creative. We've raised the minimum wage to $20 an hour in Connecticut, and it's a higher cost of living in Connecticut.
Yeah.
We've also done some creative things where we've hired some people that are remote, or I should say hybrid, from other states. So I have some executives that don't even live in Connecticut. Some of them live out in the Midwest. It's working beautifully. They come to the credit union once a month, if not at minimum, if not more. And that is what we've had to do, be creative and look outside the talent pool in Connecticut to see what we can do and allow people to work remotely, give more flexibility. We've done some unlimited PTO. In some areas of the credit union, we've added PTO to the entry-level positions. So we're just doing whatever we can, but it's difficult. And you know, there's so many things that revolve around having the right people in the right seats. So we want to make sure we do it, but there's not a lot to choose from.
Yeah, and when you can expand your talent pool, so to speak, like that. That bodes well for you guys, right? So when you can have these positions that are able to work from home or remotely in other parts of the country even. So it helps you guys out tremendously.
I get it. Yeah.
And how's the, are you guys implementing like a hybrid work environment as well since the pandemic? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we've been very flexible with everyone across the board. We ask people to come into the office a couple times a week. And or for important meetings or social gatherings that we have company-wide. But we've pretty much, you know, created some flexibility to help attract and then retain employees. So far it's working well.
Good.
But it takes the right person to work remotely as well.
Yeah.
So there has to be some, you know, trade-offs there.
Oh, yeah.
And we have to make sure that we have the right proficiency out there.
You need some self-starters in that area.
That's exactly right.
Good stuff. Yep. Alrighty, sir. Anything else to add before I let you go? Because I think the last session just got out. But anything else to add to wrap up here?
No, just thanks for having me.
You are welcome.
Nice seeing you again. And
yeah.
Hope everyone has a great conference.
Hope so too. I think so. This is a really good one. So yeah. All right, John.
All right.
Appreciate the time as always, sir. Keep up the good work there at Nutmeg, and we'll look forward to the next chat.
Great.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.